of our infirmities. If you have a Bible with you this morning, this passage has been pressed upon my heart for the last 3 days. And I want to preach out of this morning, found in 1 Kings chapter number 17. I want to give just a few thoughts. I will be brief in preaching today, but I ask you, would you tune your heart to be attentive to the Word of God this morning? I appreciate the good Bible teaching here that was here Wednesday night. I got help for my life, and I'm thankful for the Scriptures. I'm thankful for the Spirit of God moving in our midst this morning. Many people are going to church where the Spirit of God is not present. And I guarantee you, you can grieve God to where He won't move. But I sure am glad He's got freedom to minister here this morning. And I'm going to tell you, I'm honored to be here as your preacher, as your pastor. And I mean that with all my heart. God has given me many opportunities in these days. But I've never been in a place like this place. And I want to thank you how good that He's been to me. 1 Kings chapter number 17. The Bible said, "And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence." If you write in your Bible, I want you to underline a few things this morning. "Turn thee eastward and hide thyself." That's a lot of mine and your problems. We don't hide ourselves. We won't expose ourselves. God said we need to go hide ourselves by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Now watch, "and it shall be." He said, "I ain't voting on it." He said, "It shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook. I have commanded ravens to feed thee there." Underline there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening. And he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, "Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon. And here's our word, and dwell there. Behold, I commanded it a widow woman there to sustain thee." So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow was there, gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, "Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink." And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, "Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand." And she said, "As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die." And Elijah said unto her, "Fear not. Go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after for thee and thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth." You may be seated this morning. Father, we bless you. We thank you for the good time at the house of God. Help me, O Lord, to be obedient to your Spirit. Help me to be obedient to the Scriptures. I pray now you'd use this to be a blessing in a few moments this morning. Would you touch our hearts, our lives, our houses, God, our homes? Would you help us today? I pray for our country. In Jesus' name I ask you. Amen. and amen. This morning, I'd like to pull my text and preach out of this passage in verse number 6 of 1 Kings 17. The Bible said, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. I will preach on this simple Bible subject today, on rations from the ravens. Rations from the ravens. Now, in this passage, this is the first time that Elijah, the great prophet of God, who in our Bible was right on the same parallel as the prophet Moses. Matter of fact, when Jesus was on the Mount Transfiguration, there appeared unto him two visitors that day, Moses and Elijah. But now we find the first public appearance of this great prophet called Elijah. And it picks up now in 1 Kings 17 and verse 9. The Bible said that Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, said unto Ahab, who is Ahab? He's the man at the White House. Ahab and Jezebel was running things. They put groves up and idolatry worship in the land of Israel. But God had a problem with that. God still got a problem with idols and pagan worship in this day and this hour. So he raised up a prophet Elijah that would stand up and speak up. And so first of all in this passage, notice the dangers that are involved. He simply presented himself to Ahab, and this is what he said, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. Now, here are the dangers involved. You say, what kind of dangers? Well, God raised up a preacher, a prophet named Elijah, and sent him down to the White House. And he said, Ahab, because you're living so wicked, God's going to turn the water off. And he ain't going to turn it off for overnight. You're not going to go back and reconnect your power or your water. But God's going to turn the water off 3.5 years. Could you imagine what Ahab thought of this preacher? I wonder, could God entrust you with a message to preach it in a day and an hour when it's not prevalent and it's not popular and when Hollywood won't call you to be a part and when the mooses and the gooses don't let you come and be involved? But honey, if there's ever been a day and an hour when God's man needs to rear back and preach what thus saith the word of God, it is this morning. Honey, God's on our side. I'm glad the word of the Lord is still right in this day and this time. Whoop, hallelujah. I'm glad God still uses a preacher. He went down to the White House. And he told Ahab, God's going to turn your water off 3.5 years. And he walked out. Elijah was a wanted man. He was on Ahab's most wanted list. Matter of fact, when that famine started in that land, Ahab thought Elijah was the cause. But let me tell you, the man of God is not your problem. The man of God's not your problem. You ought to thank the Lord for your man of God this morning. You ought to pray for the men of God. Men that are rare back and preach a Bible message without apology and without disguise. And let's preach what thus saith the word of God. Oh, God thought a lot of Elijah. And so Ahab got real ticked off. He didn't like him. He thought his problem was a preacher. The problem's not a preacher, it's sin. Do you hear me this morning? When a man calls the sins out of Hollywood, he becomes the culprit. But I'll remind you this morning, the preachers didn't write this Bible. We just read out of the Bible. So there was danger. Now, Elijah became a wanted man. And I'm going to tell you something. A man can preach the Bible and he don't have to be mean as a junkyard dog of doing it. All you got to do is preach the Word of God. It'll stand upon its own. But now Elijah is a hunted man. He's a wanted man. We find the dangers that come in verse 1. But in verse 2, watch this. Not only are there dangers, but there are directions. And I want you to listen to what I got to say today out of the Word of God. The Bible said, and the Word of the Lord came unto him, saying, I sure am glad not only is there danger, but now there are directions. Can I tell you, God is interested in you as an individual this morning. When we look around this building, God does not see us corporately. God does not see us numerically, but God sees us as individuals, and God is interested in you down in Bowden, Georgia. God's interested in you in Heflin, Alabama. God's interested in you in Carrollton, Georgia. I'm glad there's a God of the Bible that sees about all of His little children. Their directions, look what it says, in the Word of the Lord came unto him. Not only we got a talking Bible, honey, we got a walking Bible. It'll go out to where you live at. I'm glad the Word of God. Now, I want to say this. It came through daily devotions. You know, many of you don't have daily devotions. Well, how can you ever hear from the Word of the Lord? And the Word of the Lord came unto him. There are directions. It's very important that we listen to directions from the Word of God. Don't let a man give you directions. Let God give you directions. So he got it in his daily devotions. Do you have daily devotions? Do you have a time when you come apart from this world and simply read the Word of God and let Him say something to you? And so here we see danger, and now we see direction. The Word of the Lord came to him saying, it's not a dead Bible, it's a talking Bible. The Bible said it was a saying. Brother Lee got it Wednesday night. He's just speaking volumes to me. These other preachers get up and read the Word of God, and even though I've heard it time after time, it's still talking to me. Boy, aren't you glad the Bible's not shut up this morning. And so the directions. Then verse 3, notice there are decisions. After directions, there's always decisions. There could not be any decisions before directions, because if you don't have any directions, you have no reason making any decisions. And let me tell you, if God's not saying anything to you, then you just keep doing what you're doing till God says something to you. Now we see these directions, and then verse 3 we see decisions. Get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself. I'm going to tell you, the average preacher in the country today is more interested in exposing themselves than hiding themselves. That they want the limelight on them. Many singers, they want to be the exposure and the expression. But God said there comes a time when we must take a back seat and let God be God. Hide thyself. Down at your job, you ain't got to shoot a flag and wave a flag, let everybody know that you're a Christian. Just live it and let your light shine. Hide yourself. And so we see decisions. He said, now I've got a decision to make. The Lord's giving me direction. You know, I've noticed this with God. It's so many times like a checkerboard. And I'm not belittling God. I'm just telling you, in my life, this August, I'll be preaching 30 years by the grace of God. I surrendered right across this pine thicket not far from here. I'll never forget the day He called me to preach, Brother Mike. It was life-changing. But I want to say this about God, what I've learned in them years. I've learned when God moves, He's waiting on you to make the next move, because He don't move till you've responded to the move. Now, He got directions, then He had to make a decision. Look what He does. He said in verse number 3, get thee hence and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan, and it shall be thou shalt drink of the brook. And I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. His decision was very important. The Bible said in verse 5, so he went and did according unto the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. Brother Mike, I wonder what Elijah thought about God. Him being a great prophet, had just come out in the limelight on center stage, walked up to the White House and given them a message. Now God said, now go hide yourself. He's a wanted man. God was doing something for Elijah that Elijah didn't know about. A lot of times in our disappointments, a lot of times when we think that we're not getting what we need to be getting, God is looking out about us when we're not even looking. Now, his dedication, so he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. So we see his dangers, his directions, his decisions. The Bible said in verse 5, his dedication, so he went. It's very important to react on what we've been given. So he went. There's a lot of things that is set up because he went. God has already set in motion something out there that only faith will take you to. Many of you will never get to where God wants you to get. God's got things set up for our lives every place, but it's going to take obedience and it's going to take faith to get what God has done set out yonder for us. He said, I've done spoke it. So there is dedication. Verse 5, there's dependence. This is the big break-in in Elijah's life, what God is teaching him about obedience and simply dependence. For the Bible said, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. So we see a decision, a dedication, a dependence. But now in verse 6, I had a thought about this. I want to share with you and get on before I need to get close this sermon. Now watch, there's a dispatch. A dispatch. The Bible said, and the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. What is God doing? First of all, God is teaching Elijah how to live. He's teaching him that if you'll just obey God when it doesn't even make sense and your formula's not his formula, if you'll just obey God and mind him, God will take care of you. He's teaching him how to live. Secondly, he's teaching him how to lean. Ahab is after him. God's took him this side of Jordan at the brook Cherith, all by himself and all alone. I'm going to tell you, God is building character in Elijah that only this alone time can build. God, on this dispatch, he's teaching him how to live. He's teaching him how to lean. But he's teaching him where to look. Now, the Bible said every morning and evening, he didn't get lunch. He got breakfast and supper. A lot of us be whining about that. Somebody say amen. I mean, there ain't even no peanut M&Ms on the nightstand at night. Amen. There's not any Propels in the refrigerator. There's no Diet Cokes in the ice chest, honey. He's just relying that he's got to have God. And every day he woke up in the morning, he was looking up toward another world. God was bringing him something that this world knew nothing about. Ravens come in and dropped him bread and flesh every morning. It'd do us good to realize where our help comes from. You may think you've got all this by yourself, but honey, you better learn where to look up. God gives us our daily bread. God will let it drop on purpose. I like what the old country preacher said. He said Ahab had him a nice ribeye grill down at the White House. He had fences all the way around it. And about 4:30, here comes the ravens. They fly in over the gate, reach down on Ahab's table, gets his ribeye, flies out over Elijah, and drops it right on him. Because God had purpose to put them ravens in motion. It'd do us good to learn where to look every morning when we awake. We ought to say, Lord, I need you today. Lord, I'm counting on you today. Lord, my friends have left. My family's gone. God, my 401k's depleted. And I'm going to lift up my head and look to where my help comes from this morning. Can I tell you, God's storehouse is never empty to His children. God is on time every time. Now, the dispatch. He brought the ravens, but something happens in this passage of Scripture. Not only dispatch, but look in verse 7. There's a design. God's up to something. Look what He does in verse 7. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up. You see, Elijah had to do what Elijah could do. He drank of the brook, and God supplied the miracle from above. God don't bless lazy people. God wants us to do what we can do for ourselves and trust Him for what we cannot do ourselves. Now, there is a design. What do you see, Pastor, in this design? Oh, it's designed by God, and it always, through my whole life, it unfolds in 1 Kings chapter 17. You'll notice where he's been drinking from, all of a sudden it dries up. But watch what he does. It came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, you know something? When that brook was drying up, Elijah didn't do nothing but just stayed with his last orders. And God was faithful to send him another word. You see, this design, God was teaching him to not trust in the brook, but to trust in God. The brook simply dried up. And a lot of times the things that we have, seems like, been keeping us going, it dries up. But God don't want us to be focused on that. God wants us to be focused on Him. God can do what me and you can't do. And only He can do it the way God can do it. So we see this design. God allowed this brook dry. But now we see in verse 8 a distinctive. And it's always the same way. Look what it says. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, this distinctive. Did you know it is identical to verse 2? Can I tell you, God is always the same. When He gets His word to you, you'll know it's from Him. He may use a preacher. He may use a child. He may even use a song. But I can tell you what. His word will be involved, and you will know that God has given you a word. And I want to say this morning, some of you may be in a place that it seems like it's barren and it's drying up. You wait on the Lord. Wait on the Lord. God sent him a word.
Boy, I sure am glad God's faithful about sending a word. Now look at what he says in verse number 9. Not only is there a distinctive, but there's a departure. He had to leave that place. Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belonged to Zidon, dwell there. Look what it says. Behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. You see, God has already set in place things for us, but we've got to be there. Do you understand me this morning? Anywhere, you're going to lack a lot. But if you'll get there, if you'll just get dedicated to God's house, dedicated to the Word of God, dedicated to a persistent daily prayer life, God will do big things there. There. It's important for you to be at the right job. It's important for you to be in the right church. It's important for you young ladies to marry the right man. Young men, it's very important for you to marry the right young lady. There! I want to be there, don't you? Well, preacher, how do I get there? You listen to God and you trust Him. And so, once He's there, we see the design, the brook drawn up, the distinctive, the same thing God sent Him to work, the departure. But now in verse 10, the discovery, and I'm done preaching. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow woman was there gathering of sticks. Bet when she was gathering them sticks, and up walked Elijah right at the gate. Notice Elijah didn't even have to go in the city and hunt her. She's right at the gate waiting on. See, God's providence and God's purpose brings things right together. When you'll just mind Him, you can't miss God. Somebody said, how do I know that God wants me to do this? God's so big, you can't miss Him if you'll just serve Him and be in His will. You say, preacher, I'm not comfortable where I am. Stay put. Stay put. My marriage isn't working, preacher. Stay put. My job ain't working. Stay put. So God sends you a word. And you know it's God. And when He does that, He'll have something waiting on you that only God can do for you. He walked up, and there's that little woman gathering. Miss Sherry, I want you to come. She had a meal barrel that got real empty. I'd like to preach on that another Sunday. But I guarantee you one thing. Elijah found something very important to be there. I want to be there. I want to be where God's talking. I want to be where God's honored. I want to be where God is trusted. You that are older in the Lord, will you not agree with me this morning that this is the step of the Christian life? Getting a word from God and reacting upon that word and staying with that word till you get a new word? And through all that, God will be enough. And I want to preach this next message out of this. God does it again and again. Y'all remember one of the greatest Bible stories when David was fighting that giant? And Saul came and said, David, you can't do this. He said, wait a minute. He said, I was tending the father's sheep. There came out a lion and a bear. He took the lamb out of the flock and he said, I rendered him as a kid. He said, the Lord delivered me. And he said, the same Lord that delivered me there is going to deliver me here. Can I tell you, we that are older in the Lord, I was telling the man in prayer room this morning, let me tell you, just because a man's getting around 60 years old, don't think he's done in life, honey. He's got experiences that books can't put in him. You know what David said, Brother Mike? God help me back yonder. God's going to help me out yonder.
And you young people that are learning to walk with the Lord and trust Him, the same God that got you through that back yonder, He's going to get you through that out yonder if you'll trust Him. Rations by the ravens. God is so faithful. I remember, Brother Mike, I'd start to build that cabin where I live. Money got so tight. It got so tight. I'll be honest with you. I had to walk up to the builder and say, listen, I've got to stop this tomorrow evening by 2 o'clock. If God don't do something, you're done. I don't have the money to pay you. I'll never forget, I got up that Friday morning. I was out there just working. I walked to him. I felt so bad. I said, now, y'all going to have to leave today. It'll be your last day if God don't do something. Boy, I was in a tight. My phone went off about 11:30. God done something big for me that Friday. I put my phone up. I said, praise God, y'all come to work Monday. Well, I know that don't mean nothing to y'all, but it meant something to this little old country boy down there on Dixon Road. Over there in the hospital, everybody else has given up. It's looking real bad. God knows where we are. God ain't forgot about us. God's interested in you. And all He's wanting us to do is just mind Him. Be obedient to Him and trust Him. And go on your last word. Now do you say, well, Brother Ken, what am I to do? Nothing. Serve Him. Love Him. He wants you to do something. He'll give you instructions. Yes, my wife, last week I woke up with such something on me I had to take care of this church and missions. I didn't want to call and do it. I didn't want to do it, but I knew I had to do it. And Brother Randy, I thought that thing about 4 days. I finally called him Saturday morning. I said, listen, I've got to mind God for that ministry. He said, I'm so glad you minded it. It's not easy sometimes. But I'll tell you this, God don't make mistakes. And if you know it's God, stay with it. He'll never let you down. Would you come this morning? My sister plays. We open up this altar.